Well, sorry about the profanity, but today I am publicly calling bullshit on the new Neo robot from a company called 1X Tech. Now, they just publicly announced the robot along with promotional videos that I believe are incredibly misleading. I'll get to that. And apparently on their website, you can pre-purchase the robot or sign up to purchase it for $20,000. Or you can sign up to get a robot and pay $500 a month or something like that for some period of time, sort of a lease to own the robot. And the way the robot is presented in promotional videos and in text and in interviews is that this robot will autonomously do all the chores in your home. It will do the dishes, it will fold laundry, it will walk the dog, it will sweep the floors. It will water the plants. It will do all these things all by itself. And it's even said that you can just leave your home, you know, go to work for the day, have the robot do all your chores, and then when you come back home, everything's done. And that it will just keep doing that every day without you having to, you know, train it or control it, that the robot does this by itself. However, in reality, even the promotional video, which uses a highly controlled, sterile environment that does not in any way reflect the typical person's home, you know, because people's homes have dogs and children and cats and clutter and stuff in the way and weird stairwells and, you know, whatever, marbles on the floor, you know. But even in the sterile testing environment that they show, it indicates that almost everything the robot is doing is through teleoperation. What it means is there's a human remotely controlling the robot, a human worker for the company. And this human worker is wearing motion sensors and VR goggles and is controlling the robot as a giant mechanical puppet. So the things they're showing you, for the most part, there are a couple of exceptions. They are not autonomous behavior at all. It's just a human controlling the robot. So number one, are you going to pay $20,000 for a robot-shaped puppet that some remote person has to embody and connect to so they can see through the robot eyes and they can manipulate the robot's hands in order to do your laundry? In other words, let me put it this way. Do you want some India tech worker to be looking through your robot while they're rifling through your laundry with all your underwear and pantyhose and whatever else you've got in your laundry? Do you want some Indian tech bro who can also record everything to be walking around your house, looking through your robot's eyes, maybe encountering you half naked on the toilet? Oh, sorry. Walking around your bedroom, walking around your super secret closet with your gun safe and all your battle rifles and everything. You know, you get the idea. Or you see your gold laying around, your jewelry, whatever. If you've got that. Is that what you want in a robot? No, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. And it looks to me like the marketing material on this robot is incredibly misleading and possibly fraudulent. And when I say possibly fraudulent, of course, that decision is up to, you know, prosecutors, etc. But I'm reminded of a company called Nikola Motors. And Nikola Motors committed actual fraud. They claimed to build an EV truck, a highway truck. And in their promotional videos, they seemed to show a truck, you know, a big 18-wheeler rig that they claimed was powered by batteries. They claimed that this was under its own power, cruising down the highway. You know, this is a big part of the promotional video to raise money from investors and to get interest from, you know, the media and all kinds of people. And it later turned out that truck was just coasting down a very long hill. And the highway they chose for it was chosen because it has something like a 3% decline or something like that, or maybe it's 2%. Just enough of a decline stretching many, many miles that a truck could coast down the hill. And so it was towed to the top of the hill, and then it was pushed to start coasting. So the CEO of that company, the founder, I think his name was Milton, he was criminally charged with securities fraud and some other charges, and he was convicted and he was sent to prison for 4 years. Why? Because he faked it. He faked it. He made all these claims about their technology that were not real. So, of course, when I'm looking at the Neo robot, I'm reminded of this. Because I'm seeing journalists talk about the Neo robot based on the marketing materials they've seen or the promotional videos, and they talk about the robot as if it is an autonomous robot that walks around your house all on its own and does the dishes and does your laundry, etc. And it doesn't do that. It doesn't do that as of this moment. And this is, you know, early November 2025. Now, maybe it will do that in 2027, possibly. I mean, it's got the hardware, but it doesn't have currently, it doesn't have the capability, the, you know, the software, the training, the behavior models in order to do what they are showing it doing. And that's what the Nikola company did. They showed the truck, claimed it was self-powered, but it wasn't. It was coasting. Well, the 1X Tech company is showing this robot and implying that it's autonomous when it's not autonomous. It's actually remotely controlled. And apparently, you have to schedule with a remote tech to have a preset time where they then embody your robot, and then they control it to complete the task that you need completed. And like, that's super creepy. Number one, if I buy a robot that I think is autonomous, I shouldn't have to schedule for some remote person, probably from another country, to be able to connect to it and to see through its eyes and to control it to do the task. You know, that's wrong on every level. That's not how the robot is presented. That's not how it's marketed. I'm not paying $20,000 for a puppet. And the other creepy thing about this is that when it's connected, you know, that means another human somewhere who probably has access to your home address, because that's probably right there on your account. They know your name, your home address. They are walking around your home doing tasks like laundry. So they're, you know, they're rifling through your laundry, they're doing your dishes, they're vacuuming the carpet in your bedroom, maybe. Maybe you want them to make the bed, you know? So they are walking around your house and there's a human being watching all of that. And if that human being happens to be someone who's not trustworthy, they could have a side hustle of selling the names and addresses of homes where they saw a lot of valuable loot. They sell it off to some robbery group in the US that runs around and robs the houses that had the best loot. And if you think that can't happen, you know, you don't have much of an imagination, because that kind of thing happens all the time. Just not with robots, but with other people that come to your home, like, you know, HVAC worker or landscape workers or whatever. There's all kinds of workers out there that have ties to gangs, to robbery gangs or drug cartels or what have you. If they see something interesting, they get paid a reward for mentioning your home and your address and you know, what was found there. There's a whole ecosystem for this kind of information, in case you don't know that. All the home robberies that happen out there are not just accidents. They're not random in many cases. They're planned because somebody saw something valuable at that house. So we have privacy concerns, and then we have marketing claims concerns. And I believe that once people start receiving these robots, unless there are huge improvements, people are going to be screaming mad about the fact that the robot doesn't do what the ads claimed they could do. That it's not really autonomous with many of the tasks. Like, possibly it can do things like answer the door, it can walk to the door, or it can pick up something like a piece of clothing from the floor and it can move it and drop it off somewhere else. I mean, very, very basic, simple tasks. But doing dishes or putting away groceries in the refrigerator, these are highly complex tasks. And my assessment as an AI developer, someone who builds AI systems, I don't think that the 1X tech company, I very much doubt that they have already developed the technology to handle all of the complexities of home tasks and all of the edge cases. You know, what do you do when there are pets around or children? What do you do with weird shadows that can deceive the cameras? You know, how does the robot know to not step on the cat? How does the robot make sure that it doesn't move in a way that causes an elderly person to stumble and fall? You know, I mean, there are unlimited edge cases like that that you could possibly imagine as well. I am confident that these have not been worked out yet. In fact, I think it's going to be many years before they are worked out. I think we're far from autonomous robots that do all of these household tasks and chores on their own. Now, I'm also reminded of a company that was run by a woman named Elizabeth Holmes. And I forgot the name of the company, but she was also criminally prosecuted. And I believe she's been convicted to prison. She founded a company that claimed to have made a miniature blood test device that you would keep at your home and you'd put in a drop of blood or something like a drop of blood. And it would run, I don't know, hundreds of different tests right there in the machine because all these tests were miniaturized to test everything, you know, blood markers, maybe cholesterol and all kinds of other things. And it would be your at-home health diagnostics, you know, super machine. And this woman, I think because she was a woman, she was celebrated across the business media like nobody other than Steve Jobs. She was celebrated as, you know, a multi-billionaire. The valuation of her company just skyrocketed. She got former White House officials involved on her board. I think maybe even Bill Clinton, maybe Donald Rumsfeld. I forgot all the names, but high-level people, I mean, really high-level government officials were on the board of her company. And it turned out, at least according to the prosecutors, and she was found guilty of, I believe, various forms of fraud, they never had the machine that would really work like that. And when members of the press would come visit them and try to use the machine, that they would provide a drop of blood, and then Elizabeth Holmes and her staff would surreptitiously run the blood to the lab in the back where they had regular equipment that would run blood tests, and then they would feed that into the machine, and then they would pretend that the machine did the blood tests. Well, it was all fraud, right? And investors lost billions of dollars when the fraud became apparent that the machine couldn't do what she said it was going to do. So that's another case there. And again, I'm not accusing the 1X tech company of outright fraud. In my opinion, what they're doing looks like misrepresentation to me. So I might call it, I'm suspicious of it being fraud adjacent. Let's say at the moment, it sort of rhymes with Elizabeth Holmes and the Nikola Motors. But we'll see. You know, once they start delivering these robots had better do the freaking laundry, or I think this company is going to be in real trouble with potentially government prosecutors or, you know, securities fraud investigators, because they've raised a lot of money and they have promoted their robots doing things and implying things that I do not believe are real. And unless, I mean, maybe their plan is, well, we'll improve the software by the time the robot ships. Well, that's a very risky gambit, you know. Maybe you can pull that off, maybe you can't. But you're on the hook. I mean, you've got how many, probably tens of thousands of people ordering this robot now and putting down money, right? So that's huge. Once you start taking money from customers, now you activate all kinds of other laws involving commerce and, you know, interstate commerce regulations, and then the FTC and the feds, etc. You start taking money from people. I mean, look, you can run around and claim you have the best robot all day long and film all the videos you want all day long, as long as you're not selling it and taking money from investors and customers. But the minute you start taking money for your robot, that thing had better work. And that's where I'm not sure that it's going to work at all. I think you're going to have a wave of refunds. I think you're going to have a wave of bad press. Unless they can pull a rabbit out of their hat. And, yeah, I said hat. And they can just magically bring in the perfect, you know, behavioral model, whatever that happens to be. And then on day one, out of the box, the robot's like, yeah, I can do your laundry. Let me show you. And it just starts folding your laundry and, you know, gathering it up and putting it in the laundry machine, and it does it really well. Well, okay. That would be great. I hope to see that. If it does that, I'll buy one. I mean, I'll test it publicly and we'll talk about it. If it succeeds, that's awesome. I'm just highly skeptical that that's going to happen. Highly skeptical. And, you know, thinking about the videos, the promotional videos, I have not seen this robot bend over. I've only seen it squat down. So can it bend forward, like a forward fold at the waist? Can it bend forward? I don't recall seeing that. Maybe it can, but that doesn't ring a bell. If it can't bend forward, it's going to have trouble with laundry, you know, or dishes for that matter, or lots of things. So the jury is still out. I guess we'll have to wait and see. In the meantime, check out our AI engine, which is just world-class. Everybody's loving it. It's free to use. It's at brightu.ai or brighteon.ai. And it's an amazing engine based on 2 years of curated data that I gathered personally. Well, me and my staff, I should add. I mean, I did have help. But I'm the one who made the final decisions on the data set. And that's what trained the model. And we were able to really just make an incredible model that eliminates nearly all of the big pharma bias. And it has really good answers, really good content. So check it out again, brighteon.ai or brightu.ai. It's the same website. So thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care.
With Groovy Bee and Boku Organic Superfuel Blend. 9 superfoods in one clean, plant-based mix. Glyphosate tested, low in heavy metals. Only at healthrangerstore.com.